Hello, and welcome to Release Notes. I'm your host, Robbie, and Release Notes is my podcast where I summarize release notes from the past 24 hours from various sources, ranging from NPM or NuGet packages hosted on GitHub, all the way through to blogs released by Big Tech. Not only that, we'll also shine light on the contributors listed on open source projects, because at the end of the day, they're the real MVPs. And who knows, maybe you'll learn about a new piece of tech that you didn't know about. Let's dive in. On today, January 13th, 2025. In summary, we're going to be doing Ant Design, Confluent, Kafta.net, Storybook, LobeChat, the semantic kernel of .NET, SlideDev, MetaCo SA in Bitcoin, Chakra UI, PSNG, and V2 Ray N. Let's dive in. Okay, first up we have Ant Design version 5.23.1. This primarily focuses on bug fixes and some minor improvements to UI components, mainly including a new feature to add a tree leaf node class name, fixes for date picker, select, layout.slider, splitter, and table components, as well as button improvements and RTL enhancements. The contributors for this release are Emily Liu, AFC163, Renovate, and a bunch more that are in the docs below. Confluent Kafka.net version 2.2.1 RC1. This is just a release candidate for a new version, so we don't really expect too many updates for these ones. And the contributor was Anchetti J. Storybook.js/Storybook saw a beta release today, version 8.5.0-beta.9. This is a beta release with improvements to testing and plugin support. The key changes here include test improvements and enhancements to VitTest integration. The contributors were Yan BF, Valentine Pavlock, and Jay Reynolds. LobeChat saw a release today. This is the LobeHub/LobeChat package, version 1.45.7. This focuses mainly on bug fixes, in particular a fix for a released at undefined condition. The only contributor here was their bot called LobeHubBot. Microsoft's semantic kernel saw a release today. This is the Microsoft/semantic-kernel-.net package. It saw a 1.33.0 nightly release. We've seen this for a few days now, since I've been monitoring it actually. It's just a nightly build of this .NET SDK. I don't think there's actually any changes to it, so I wouldn't bother here. And the contributor, they've just listed as a number, 59081. SlideDev, which is SlideDev.js/SlideDev, saw a version 51.0.1. This focused on minor updates with no significant changes listed, so they didn't think there was much to add here. And the only contributor was the GitHub Actions bot. In Bitcoin saw a few package updates today. We have the MetaCo SA/InBitcoin version 7.0.49, the InBitcoin.test framework version 3.0.32, and InBitcoin.altcoins/version 3.0.32. These were releases for the InBitcoin library and some of its related projects. There was no details or specifics about the changes, unfortunately, but the contributor here was Nicholas Dior. Chakra UI saw a few updates here. We have Chakra UI slash React version 3.3.1, Chakra UI slash Panda Preset version 3.3.1, and Chakra UI slash CLI version 3.3.1. The main focus here was the patch release for the Chakra UI, addressing issues around component behavior and recipe usage. The key changes here include some fixes for hovercard, tooltip, and use recipe, and use slot recipe. Shout out to the contributor, Saganadi Bayou. PSNG, or PSing, saw a release today. It looks like it's just another release candidate or daily release. There's not really many or any updates to it, so I wouldn't worry too much about this one. And lastly, we have V2 Ray N version 7.6.1. This new version focuses on feature additions, and bug fixes. The main key changes include a routing rule export, custom tray icon support, desktop theme options for Linux, macOS and Windows, menu updates and UI tweaks and bug fixes. And the only contributor here listed was the GitHub Actions bot. And that's it for today's releases. Thank you so much for tuning into Release Notes. If you build software, send me the dependencies from your package.json, NuGet config, pod file, whatever, and I'll add them to the list of softwares I monitor so you don't have to. Or better yet, send me a link to your releases. Check out the show notes for ways to contact us, and a full list of the softwares I mentioned, link to their release pages, and the awesome contributors that make this version possible. Keep improving, keep innovating, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye!